Well, believe it or not, this marks the third straight day with a pretty common theme in our gospel. So we probably should get around to talking to it. I'm a little slow with these things sometimes. Today, it's put, many are invited, but few are chosen. Tuesday and Wednesday, it went, the first will be last, and the last will be first. Jesus offers these lines and their related parables, primarily, as we hear, to the chief priests, the elders, the leaders of the Jews, the chosen people, the first in line people, the people Jesus came with focus on, the people who are not accepting Jesus' message. First will be last, few are chosen. It's hard to get into the mind of a first century Jew, but we could imagine for most, Jesus was treated just with a shrug. He says some nice things, but I have all I need here, and certainly don't need to change my life because of some backwater day laborer turned preacher. I think we can have the same threat to faith growth. Jesus wants to offer us more, but the way we see it, or hear it, or encounter it, doesn't match what we think should be in the faith area of our lives. May we in humility look on how God continues to make the last first and those divine invitations we surprisingly receive today. On this day, that little Mary is crowned Queen of Heaven. And us again this morning, as unlikely as that might be, invited here to the Eucharistic banquet. Amazingly, incredibly.